The only crime will be if he's charged. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what former President Trump wrote on social media as a grand jury investigating him in New York City gets ready to reconvene in 3 hours.
Sources telling Fox News there is a, quote, major dissension within the DA's office, Alvin Bragg's office, about this case after yesterday's proceedings were abruptly canceled. One source also says the DA is having, quote, trouble convincing the grand jury on potential charges. The possible charges, of course, stem from a $130,000 hush money payment that then Trump lawyer Michael Cohen made to adult film star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign.
Fox's Todd Pyro, a body found last night in the woods in Park County, Colorado, has been identified as Austin Lyles. The 17-year-old shot and wounded two administrators at East High School in Denver earlier in the day while they were searching him. Patting Lyle down was mandated daily over concerns he could have a weapon. This mother of an East High student says,
they don't have a stronger line of defense at the front door. I don't think we can send them back to school.
Armed officers will be there when that school reopens next month. TikTok CEO will be at a House hearing next hour focused on its Chinese ownership and concerns users are tracked and China manipulates the content millions of kids watch. Congressman Mike Waltz, a Republican, tells Fox Business,
we cannot have our foreign adversaries having massive platforms to reach the American people, and to begin propagandizing. This is a war of ideas.
The CEO, Shou Zichu, insists TikTok's not an agent of China and U.S. data is protected. The U.S. Senate Banking Committee is calling on the former CEOs of two failed banks to testify, Signature and Silicon Valley, the day after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said,
Silicon Valley Bank management failed badly.
This after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates another quarter point yesterday. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
COVID's not gone, but it's not like it was more than 3 years after the pandemic was declared, as the bigger focus nowadays is the origins of the virus in China, as Republicans in Congress investigate the lab leak theory the FBI concluded was likely. Meanwhile, the White House is getting ready to change how we handle COVID.
A senior administration official tells Fox News the Biden administration is ready to transition out of the emergency phase of its COVID response. When the public health emergency ends in May, the White House also plans to get rid of its COVID response team. That team has already seen several high-level departures, including Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Francis Collins. National coordinator Ashish Jha is reportedly likely to leave the administration once the team is disbanded. The White House maintains fighting the virus remains an administration priority, but disbanding the response team is, quote, the natural evolution of the COVID response. In Washington, Shalangel, Fox News.
Actress Gwyneth Paltrow keeps playing her new role of defendant, but not in a movie. In real life, in court in Utah.
Gwyneth Paltrow's ski collision lawsuit continued in a Utah courtroom. The actress is being sued for $300,000 by retired optometrist Terry Sanderson, who claims the actress skied into him and left him severely injured at the exclusive Deer Valley Resort. Paltrow claims it was Sanderson who skied into her. Paltrow's lawyer, Steve Owens, pointed out that a camera placed directly in front of Paltrow was a violation of court decorum.
Still photographer directly on my client's face, already transmitted nationally. So I'm mad.
The judge agreed and asked the reporter to comply, or the reporter will be asked to leave. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
We got an update on the economy this morning. Unemployment dipped slightly last week down to 191,000 new first-time jobless claims. On Wall Street, stock futures are up only slightly the day after a big sell-off over the interest rate hike when the Dow went down over 500 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.